I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, February 23rd. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will deliver his State of the City address on Tuesday, March 9th. The annual speech may be held on the front steps of Old City Hall in Quincy Square, so some people can attend. However, those details are still being worked out. The speech is typically delivered at the beginning of the year. However, it was delayed this year after Koch had to recover from COVID-19. Quincy's first through third graders now have the option of returning to in-person learning 4.5 days per week starting this week. Beginning yesterday, the younger students who were in the hybrid learning model were offered the opportunity for full-time in-person learning. Also beginning yesterday was the pooled COVID testing program. Every Monday morning, students and staff can be tested for COVID-19. Any positive test would require that pool to quarantine and submit to further testing. Participation in pooled testing is not required for in-person learning. High school seniors will have the same option beginning next week, and fourth and fifth graders may be back on March 22nd. High school sports, postponed by the pandemic, officially opened yesterday in Massachusetts. The fall sports season, dubbed Fall 2, is slated to run from February 22nd to April 25th. The Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association says there's no officially sanctioned postseason play, and school districts are able to opt out altogether. Among the sports beginning this week are football, cheerleading, indoor track, and unified basketball. Athletes are required to wear masks. School districts also had the option of moving other fall sports, such as cross country, dance, golf, field hockey, soccer, swimming, diving, and volleyball. The pandemic scrambled the second half of the 2019-2020 high school sports season and the start of the 2020-21 season. Dive teams were able to recover the body of a missing swimmer in an icy pond in Wareham at about 12:30 yesterday. The recovery effort took hours. Assistant Wareham Fire Chief John Kelly said providing closure for the family of the man was important. His name has not been made public, but authorities said he is from the area. First responders from several towns were called to the small reservoir near a cranberry bog off County Road Sunday afternoon. Initially, authorities said the middle-aged man had fallen through the ice. Yesterday, they told reporters he actually went into the frigid water willingly to go for a swim, something they said he does often. When his friends didn't see him come out, they called 911. Rescuers were there in 7 minutes, but were not able to find him. Police are still investigating why the man was unable to get out of the water, but there is no sign of foul play. Noticing higher gas prices at the pump, AAA says that severe winter storms and icy temperatures that devastated parts of the country last week are to blame. Gas in Massachusetts is now $2.56 a gallon on average, up 9 cents from the past week, 20 cents higher than it was a month ago. Still, the state is 7 cents below the national average. Refinery outages were reported in Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Kansas last week, according to AAA, which says prices will likely fluctuate until crude production returns to normal. Gas prices are 7 cents higher in Massachusetts compared to this time last year. A state senator is calling on Governor Baker to address concerns and answer questions about the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine in the Commonwealth. State Senator Diana DeSoglio, a Democrat from Methuen, has requested that State Auditor Suzanne Bump conduct an audit if Baker and his administration don't provide answers. In a letter she sent to Bump, DeSoglio noted the concerns she's heard from Massachusetts residents about transparency and accountability in the vaccine rollout process. One of the things the senator wants answers on is the selection of vendors that the Baker administration is tasked with distributing the vaccine. According to DeSoglio, she got the following response from the State Department of Public Health when her office asked whether there was a request for proposal process involved. She says they answered, since vaccination distribution is a federal process, we do not have a role in that. Senator says her question was not about allocation to the state, but rather about allocation within the state. Baker has agreed to testify before the Joint Committee on COVID-19 and Emergency Preparedness this Thursday at the first oversight hearing of the new panel, where state lawmakers are planning to question the administration on its coronavirus vaccine program. According to data from the DPH, over 85% of the vaccines that have been shipped to Massachusetts had been administered as of Monday. Baker continues to say that the biggest issue with the vaccine rollout is supply. The state is receiving roughly 130,000 doses per week. If approved, a third vaccine from Johnson & Johnson may add another 80,000 doses to that weekly total. There were only 8 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total at 159. Quincy's positivity rate is 3.5%. The city is in the yellow category on the risk assessment map. Quincy switched from red to yellow last Friday after being in the red since December 9th. There has been one additional death in Quincy, which now stands at 146. With sunset remarks and a national moment of silence, President Biden yesterday confronted head-on the country's once unimaginable loss, 500,000 Americans in the COVID-19 pandemic, as he tried to strike a balance between mourning and hope, addressing the, quote, grim, heartbreaking milestone. Directly and publicly, Biden stepped to a lectern in the White House Cross Hall, unhooked his face mask, and delivered an emotion-filled eulogy for more than 500,000 Americans he said he felt he knew. Congress set to hear from former U.S. Capitol security officials for the first time about the massive law enforcement failures on January 6th, the day a violent mob laid siege to the building and interrupted the presidential electoral count. 3 of the 4 scheduled to testify today before 2 Senate committees resigned under pressure immediately after the deadly attack, including the former head of the Capitol Police. The wife of Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was arrested yesterday in the U.S. and accused of helping her husband run his multi-billion-dollar cartel and plot his audacious escape from a Mexican prison in 2015. Emma Coronel Aspuro, a 31-year-old former beauty queen, was arrested at Dulles International Airport in Virginia and is expected to appear in federal court in Washington. She is a dual citizen of the United States and Mexico. Boeing is recommending that airlines ground all 777s with the type of engine that blew apart after takeoff from Denver this past weekend. And most carriers that fly those planes said they would temporarily pull them from service. The FAA ordered United Airlines to step up inspections of the aircraft after one of its flights made an emergency landing at Denver International Airport on Saturday, as pieces of the engine's casing rained on suburban neighborhoods. None of the 231 passengers or 10 crew were hurt, and the flight landed safely. United is among the carriers that has grounded those planes. NASA yesterday releasing the first high-quality video of a spacecraft landing on Mars, a 3-minute trailer showing the enormous orange and white parachute hurtling open and the red dust kicking up as rocket engines lowered the rover to the surface. Footage was so good and the images so breathtaking, members of the rover team said they felt like they were riding along. The Perseverance rover landed last Thursday near an ancient river delta to search for signs of ancient microscopic life. After spending the weekend binge-watching the descent and landing video, the team at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, shared the video at a news conference. Merrick Garland, President Biden's Attorney General nominee, vowing to prioritize combating extremist violence, with an initial focus on the insurrection at the Capitol, as he sought to assure lawmakers that the Justice Department would remain politically independent on his watch. a federal appeals court judge who was snubbed by Republicans for a seat on the Supreme Court in 2016, Garland is now among Biden's most widely supported nominees, putting him on track for a quick confirmation, potentially within days. He will inherit a Justice Department that endured a tumultuous era under former President Trump, rife with political drama and controversial decisions, and that faced abundant criticism from Democrats over what they saw as the politicizing of the nation's top law enforcement agencies. In a significant defeat for former President Trump, the Supreme Court has declined to step in to halt the turnover of his tax records to a New York state prosecutor. The court's action is the apparent culmination of a lengthy legal battle that had already reached the high court once before. Trump's tax records are not supposed to become public as part of prosecutors' criminal investigation. The high court's action is a blow to Trump because he's long fought on so many fronts to keep his tax records shielded from view. The ongoing investigation that the records are part of could also become an issue for Trump in his life after the presidency. The Scripps National Spelling Bee will return this year in a mostly virtual format, with the in-person competition limited to a dozen finalists who will gather on an ESPN campus at Walt Disney World in Florida. Last year's Bee was canceled because of the pandemic. First time since World War II it had been called off. Organizers said they didn't believe a large gathering at the Bee's longtime venue, a convention center outside Washington, would be possible this year for the competition's usual date around Memorial Day. Sports: Celtics are in Dallas to play the Mavericks tonight at 7:30. Business news: Dow is up 27 points, NASDAQ dropped 341, the S&P lost 30. Forecast from the National Weather Service: today turning partly sunny, with a high 42 degrees. Clear tonight, low 34. Beautiful tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and mild with a high near 50 degrees. Thursday, sunny, 41. Friday, sunshine, a little cooler, with a high of 37 degrees. Traffic note: Four River Bridge scheduled to open today, Tuesday at 8 a.m. and Wednesday at 7 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, February 23rd.